25 Days of Jesus, an Advent journey through the Gospel of Luke, written and read by Jennifer Bryant. December 14th. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Luke 14:11. Devotional. Jesus spent most of his time with the disciples, men who loved, trusted, and wanted to learn from him. But as his popularity grew, he would also be invited to the homes of wealthy men and be in the company of the religious leaders, who wanted to catch him in a blasphemous statement. These men were also threatened by the increasing influence Jesus had over the people. To the Pharisees and other church leaders, prominence, affluence, and influence were the highest and most authoritative trust factors of the day. Many became power-hungry, and Jesus didn't hesitate to call them on their hypocrisy. Their attitudes were in direct opposition to the gospel and everything the Holy Scriptures revealed God to be. If we are not checking our hearts with the Lord often, our human spirit can be lured away by things like power and influence, or the positive attention that money can bring. But these things are not what really exalts us, Jesus says. It's the humility of our heart that God sees, and that kind of lowliness of spirit will attract friends who love you as you are, not for what you have. We cannot operate out of a heart of entitlement or believe that a certain level of comfort is deserved. We cannot ride through life on the faith of our parents or loved ones. Our relationship with Christ must be our own, tested and tried and made pure by God. Ask Him to search your heart today and show you areas where entitlement may have crept in. Ask Him to keep you humble by considering others first. Prayer. Lord, forgive me if I've been operating as if I deserve more than I do. Help me to be honest with myself and my attitude toward you and others. Help me to live in a way that serves others before myself. Amen. Visit practicalfamily.org/25days of Jesus to get your paperback or Kindle version of this devotional. Join our Facebook group to access more fun resources, discussion with other families about holiday favorites, recipes, giveaways, and videos from me and the kids on how to make the most of this devotional experience. May God bless you as you continue to walk with Jesus and keep Him close to your heart this Christmas.